It was a standing ovation. Inside, anyway. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president quoted the Quran. He imagined a kumbaya Jerusalem.
When Jerusalem is a secure and lasting home for Jews and Christians and Muslims, and a place for all of the children of Abraham to mingle peacefully together.
They gave him a standing ovation inside. But outside, the streets were silent, cleared by Egyptian security forces, which simply meant that Hossam el-Hamalawi and other critics of Egypt's military regime would have to Twitter their protests, which they did, describing Obama's speech as so much equine effluent. When Obama talked about the Holocaust,
6 million Jews were killed. Denying that fact is baseless, it is ignorant, and it is hateful.
Hossam twittered that it was like defending apartheid.
I don't think really it's a good idea to be friendly towards Israel, in the same way that it wasn't a good idea to be friendly towards the South African apartheid.
And when Obama talked about the U.S. supporting free elections,
the U.S. administration has been preaching democracy, but whenever the outcome does not suit the U.S. foreign policy, then suddenly we're bad guys.
If the president wants free elections, says Hossam, how about free elections in Egypt? Of course, he knows why the U.S. won't push for free elections in Egypt.
If it reflects the public will, then it's not going to be a friendly regime towards Israel.
No, for some Egyptians, fixing America's image is going to take more than a president being black and quoting the Quran. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.